When I was 12 or 13 years old, an uncle of mine, who gave me my love for books and pictures, promised to take me upon a memorable expedition. I was to go with him to the top of the tower of Old St. Lawrence in Rotterdam. And so, one fine day, a sexton with a key as large as that of St. Peter opened a mysterious door. "Ring the bell," he said, "when you come back and want to get out." And with a great grinding of rusty old hinges, he separated us from the noise of the busy street and locked us into a world of new and strange experiences. For the first time in my life, I was confronted by the phenomenon of audible silence. When we had climbed the first flight of stairs, I added another discovery to my limited knowledge of natural phenomena, that of tangible darkness. A match showed us where the upward road continued. We went to the next floor, and then to the next, and the next, until I had lost count. And then there came still another floor, and suddenly we had plenty of light. This floor was on an even height with the roof of the church, and it was used as a storeroom. Covered with many inches of dust, there lay the abandoned symbols of a venerable faith which had been discarded by the good people of the city many years ago. That which had meant life and death to our ancestors was here reduced to junk and rubbish. The industrious rat had built his nest among the carved images, and the ever-watchful spider had opened up shop between the outspread arms of a kindly saint. The next floor showed us from where we had derived our light. Enormous open windows with heavy iron bars made the high and barren room the roosting-place of hundreds of pigeons. The wind blew through the iron bars, and the air was filled with a weird and pleasing music. It was the noise of the town below us, but a noise which had been purified and cleansed by the distance. The rumbling of heavy carts, and the clinking of the horses' hooves, the winding of cranes and pulleys, the hissing sound of the patient steam, which had been set to do the work of man in a thousand different ways, they had all been blended into a softly rustling whisper, which provided a beautiful background for the trembling cooing of the pigeons. Here the stairs came to an end, and the ladders began. And after the first ladder, a slippery old thing which made one feel his way with a cautious foot, there was a new and even greater wonder, the town clock.